Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is your host, Coach Chanel Budd, on the Selfless Love Talk Show. This morning is going to be a special episode, and I have my very own sister, guest speaker, minister, and therapist, Aisha Bull. Welcome, Aisha.
Good morning, Chanel. How are you?
Doing pretty good. And how are you?
I am well, thank you. In the midst of it all, there's still so much to be thankful and grateful for, that I know there's a lot of heavy hearts and a lot of concerns that are happening in the world and in our individual lives. But as long as we are reminded that God is still on the throne, He
Amen.
Is still on the throne and in control of it all. So I am joyful. I am glad today. I truly am. Mm-hmm.
Amen. So we are actually going to be doing a special prayer for our children, communities, and actually the whole world. But specifically, you know, wanting to touch and agree on having our children covered so that they're not devoured by the things of this world, the darkness of this world. And so, you know, we can go into prayer and just touch and agree on these things, and just knowing, you know, and trusting that the Lord is definitely going to take care of it, you know, that chains will be broken, and that the Lord has the victory. No matter what's going on, he does have the victory. And what the enemy uses for evil will definitely be worked out for God's good. So,
Amen.
So, sis, do you want to go first or you want me to go ahead and go first?
Well, I can go first. And let me just start with this, my sister, as I was praying, even this morning, and preparing for our time of prayer together, that something that the Lord placed on my heart is that He has prepared us for this time. He truly has prepared His children for this moment, for this time that we are in, and that a lot of times we look at things based on the year, according to man, like we'll say 2019 or 2020, and he's been talking to me about the importance of understanding from a kingdom perspective that we don't deal with years, we deal with seasons, and that between 2018 and 2019 was a season of preparation, and that he was calling each of us to get rid of some people, places, and things that were hindering us and that were burdens on us and that were holding us back from being who he was calling us to be. You know, there was a season of preparation. And then, you know, 2020 hit. And God revealed what he was preparing us for, you know, and it was test. That it's testing time. And again, we're not just talking about 2020. We're still in it. It's a new year, but we're still within that same season of testing. And, you know, during this time, all that preparation that we did for this test that we're in, we did everything we needed to do. So now we just have to endure. And a part of that endurance is praying. Because that is our form of communication with God. That is our way to stay connected and develop, keep our relationship with Him. But it's our way of saying, God, we know you are in control. You that we wouldn't be praying if we didn't think that God was in control of it. And we know that after a test, you get graded, right, sis? You know, when you get graded, you either pass, you either fail, or you get upgraded. Hallelujah. You know, you go to the next level. And I am, you know, declaring and decreeing that as his daughters, as his children, that we will pass this test, this time of testing that we are in through our faith, through our strength, and our belief on him. So I just wanted to share that thought is, you know, I go into prayer that we have been prepared for this time. All we have to do is lean in on him, and he will give us what we stand in need of. to make it through and to be the encouragement, the light to others. So let us pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. You're so worthy. You are so excellent. You are so powerful in all the earth, and we just bless your holy and righteous name even now, oh God. Thanking you for this day. Thanking you for your grace, your mercy, your peace, provisions, and protections, oh God. We wouldn't dare.
You broke up, sis. I can't hear you.
Your omnipotence, your omniscience, your magnificence, oh God, you're supreme, oh Lord. You are just so powerful and amazing. You are the creator of the heavens, the stars, the universe, and all in between, oh God. So we give you glory, honor, and praise, oh God, for all of your provisions for us, oh God, that we lack no good thing because of you, oh Lord. So God, we just come before your throne. First in thanks, oh God. Just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Just thank you, God, just for being God, for keeping us, for sustaining us, for saving us for a time such as this, for equipping us, oh God, with all that we stand in need of for this time, oh God. So right now, oh Lord, we come interceding on behalf of the people of this land, oh God. We first and foremost, oh God, lift your children unto you, oh God, those who are feeling weary and heavy laden and tired and discouraged and hopeless and feeling as if there is no end to this, oh God. We lift your children unto you, oh God, that they remember who you are and who they are in you, oh Lord, that you pour out your spirit upon them, oh God, even now. Give them comfort. Give them peace. Give them all that they need, oh God, to push on for yet another day, oh God. For it could be tomorrow that the change will happen. It could be tomorrow that the breakthrough happens. It could be tomorrow that the answer comes. But God, you know you are the author and the finisher of all things, oh God. So we are just blessing you, oh God. We are declaring and decreeing that your will be made manifest upon this land, oh Lord. So God, that you touch your children, oh God. Give them what they stand in need of to make wise decisions and choices for their lives and the lives of their children and their families, oh God. Please do not allow your people to operate in haste and desperation, oh God, but that they seek you in all that they do and all that they are, oh God. So, God, we just lift your children unto you. But even now, oh God, we lift those who do not know you, oh Lord. We pray right now, oh God, that you just incline their ear to you. Hallelujah. Yeah. We pray, oh God, that they open their hearts to you, oh God, that they just open their minds to you, oh Lord, so that they can begin to see things from your perspective, oh God, because from your perspective, all things are clear. Hallelujah. From your perspective, there is no fear. Oh God, from your perspective, all things, hallelujah, all things work together for the good of them who love you, oh Lord. So we ask right now, oh God, that you interrupt their lives, interrupt their paths, bring men and women of God along their path that will speak a word into them, oh God, and that they will want to come to know you just because of their example, because of their light. They will want to know you better, oh God. So I ask, oh God, that those who do not know you, that need to be saved, oh God, we ask, oh God, that you just come into their lives even now in the name of Jesus. Today, Lord, I'm praying a today prayer, oh God, that today you will do something in the lives of those who do not know you, that will make them have a yearning for you, a craving for you, a desire for you, oh God. Because the minute they accept you, oh Lord, everything is changed. Everything is different. The things that they desire changes, oh God. The spirit of murder is changed, oh God. The spirit of greed is changed. The spirit of manipulation is changed. The minute they touch you, oh God, the minute you encounter them, oh God, they will change, oh Lord. And once the people change, the land changes. Once the land changes, we are healed. We are delivered. We are set free, oh God. We do not look to the court systems. We do not look to the medical systems. We do not look to the judicial systems or the educational systems to fix our problems in our communities, oh God. We look unto you, oh Lord. Hallelujah. For if we open the doors to these spaces to you, there will be justice.
There will be peace. There will be things done in decency and in order. That which is good for the children will happen, oh God. So, God, we ask that you enter into those faith, enter into the systems, oh God. Hallelujah. And shake them up. Hallelujah. Shake them up, oh God. Break them down so they will have to lean into you, oh God, or they will disappear. They will dissipate. They will no longer exist. Oh, God, so I just thank you. Hallelujah. I thank you for what it is you have done. I thank you for what it is you are doing. We thank you and praise you ahead of time for what it is that you are going to do. For the marriages restored. For the children that come back to their parents. For the parents that love their children again, oh, God. We just thank you, oh, God, for the reunions and reunifications and restoration and redemptions and all of the reasons that are coming forth, hallelujah, because of you, oh God. So God, we just thank you. We just praise you. I thank you, oh Lord, for this time. I thank you that you have given us a platform where we are able to connect from city to city, state to state, country to country, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the platform, hallelujah. And I just ask that you continue to allow the anointing, the Holy Spirit, to rule over these platforms so that so that the enemy cannot try to interrupt the airwaves and the communications and the connections, oh God. Holy Spirit, fall fresh. Anointing, fall fresh. Glory, fall fresh. Even now, oh God. So I thank you. I praise you. I give you glory. Hallelujah. I give you honor and praise. And it is in Jesus' mighty name that I do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Ooh, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I touch and agree in the mighty name of Jesus of all that you have taken to the throne of the Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the covering of our families, our friends, Lord, our coming and our going, Father God, that you continue, Lord, to keep us with the supernatural protection, Father God, a super hedge, a supernatural hedge of protection, Father God.
Hallelujah.
I pray that you will give us the resources, Father God, the resources, Lord, to help the other people, Lord, that are coming because they are coming, Lord. So I ask that you will provide the support, the resources, and the safe havens, Father God, because they are going to need every last one of those things.
Yes.
But I know that you already have it covered, Father God. So I just thank you, Lord, for being who you are. And continue, Lord Jesus, I just thank you for being our Father, our present help in a time of need, Father God, our healer, our protector.
Mm-hmm.
You're everything that we are and we need, Lord Jesus. So we just thank you. We acknowledge who you are. Who you are, Father God. And so I just ask again, Lord Jesus, that you continue to protect us in our coming, in our going, our ins and our outs. Protect us from the things that are unknown, Father God, because you see what we don't. So we ask for coverage in that area, Father God. So I just pray that you continue to pour into us and give us all that we need above what we can even imagine, Father God. Thank you,
God.
And
good.
I thank you for having the windows of heaven open for us to be able to pull down what we need. Because it is there and I see it. So I just thank you as I grab for everything that we need, Father God, to continue to move forward in your work. It's about your business.
Hallelujah.
And I pray for these children, Father God. I pray for the darkness to be bounded and sent back where it come from.
Right
the
now.
The weapons of the shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
It is done, and you receive the victory of it all, Father God. I see the attacks. I see what's happening in the spiritual realm, Father God. And so I put decree and declare victory, Father God, in Jesus' name over the attack, Lord, that you will win. You have your fighting angels. You have your guardian angels. You have your protection angels. You have your comfort angels. You have it all right here before us. So I'm calling for everyone to be able to have what they don't have because these children are lost and they don't know. They don't even know because they don't have parents that are praying for them. So we're coming on behalf of those who don't, that are not covered, Father God. Asking for you to continue to do your will and your work, Father God, but the pleading for protection over these babies who are walking around and they are uncovered. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And I just thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing and continue to do in all of our lives. And for those who are not listening today, this prayer is still relevant every day. This is an
everyday
prayer.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
In Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. I trust, touch, and agree with you, my sister, that, you know, the enemy will be binded up, and that, that, you know, that no lost people unbind him. You know, it is believed that the enemy is only able to enter into spaces when the door is opened for him. So we just pray that, you know, people stop being deceived and tempted. And so consumed by the things of this world that they open those gateways and doorways and windows for the enemy to get in. You know, we got to bind them up and keep them out, and quit unbinding him and bringing him back in. You know, his time is up. And and so we can't let our desires for the things of this world, our temptations, to cause us to keep going back to those things that seek to devour us. We have to remember the goal of the enemy is to steal, kill, and destroy. That is the only goal of the enemy. So folks who think that the enemy is your friend, you think that the devil gonna give you wealth and prosperity, he's a lie. He's a lie.
Amen.
That he will use you, chew you up, spit you out, leave you right where he got you from, worse off than before you get, because now you're condemned. Now you have no place in the kingdom. So now you're just done. So don't be deceived by thinking that you could befriend the enemy of God. He is no friend to not. You know, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That is his only mission.
That's it.
So I'm just praying for the spirits, the hearts, and minds of our young people that they stop being tempted by evil and darkness, and the enemy's so crafty, he makes it fear seeming, but no, he's coming to destroy young people, because then it destroys it hardens the hearts of the women, and so much is birthed through the woman. And once her heart is hardened, she no longer is birthing anything that is pure, holy, and true. She's only birthing that which destroys. It's just a vicious cycle. And so we have to stay hunkered in. We have to stay in a posture, hallelujah, a posture of submission, and adoration and reverence unto the Lord. The beginning of wisdom is fear of the Lord. And that's something we don't see anymore, sis. We don't see the fear of the Lord. We see people, I believe in God. Oh, I love God. God knows my heart. It's that superficial type of understanding of who God is, but to understand it is the fear of the Lord is where wisdom begins. Yes. Because once you fear him and reverence him, then he gives you deeper insight and deeper understanding. So, I mean, we got a lot of work to do, but you're right, sis. We're going to need spaces and places of healing, of redevelopment, of restructuring, you know, all sorts of things. And so I believe that that is why God has been preparing those of us who are, you know, who have been doing the work as far as preparing ourselves to be leaders in our community and ready to open and willing to receive those who are broken, beat down, and cast out. And so we know what it means to be beat and broke down and cast out. So it was only through his grace that we've been redeemed and healed so that we can help redeem and heal others. And so I just know that he's preparing us and he's preparing a space. And once the world is done doing what it's doing, people are going to need much healing. So I just thank God. I thank God for you. And I thank God for all of the men and women of God who he has brought into our spaces that truly love him.
Yes.
Without no intentions, without no, you know, trying to use him to get rich and all that craziness. You know, real heart for God. And I thank God for the men and women of God who truly have a heart for him and for his people. So that when that time comes, we're ready to receive.
Amen. Well, I thank you, sis, as well. It's been a blessing having you on today. And we're just going to stand and watch and trust because we know that God is moving.
Yes.
You know, he said when there's two or more that come together, he is in the midst. And so I'm just thankful, you know, in have a wonderful, wonderful day. Again, thank you for coming
on.
This was great.
Amen. Anytime. Anytime.
Yes,
anytime. I'm a phone call away.
Thank you. So, yes, you have a blessed day, and we are going to wrap it up. You know, for any of our listening audience, please share this recording. It is a live recording that you are able to share, you know, but prayer changes things, and that's what we need to stand on and you know, and have faith in, is that God, he does hear. And so we'll continue to just trust him and praise our way through.
Amen.
So
Amen.
I thank you again,
Amen.
And have a wonderful, wonderful day.
You too. Love you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Love you too. Bye-bye.